Now this afternoon, I want to preach on the rich man and Lazarus. Now, this is a parable. Now, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Now, this morning, I said in the message this morning, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." Now, this afternoon, we have a sort of a different picture in this message about the rich man and Lazarus. Because we are told there is a great gulf fixed. Great gulf fixed. Now, the rich man, he was extremely rich. You probably call him today a multimillionaire or billionaire. He had everything he could desire. Whatever he wanted, he had it. He could have the latest furniture. He could have gold cups to drink out of, gold plates to eat out of, the best of food. Whatever food he wanted, he could well afford it. And he knew it. And his riches and his mammon, because mammon means money, his riches, he could afford anything he wanted. Nothing he couldn't have. And then there was the poor man. The poor man. Lazarus. And he was so poor, he practically had nothing. Absolutely nothing. He sat outside the gate of the rich man, hoping that the rich man would send somebody out with a few crumbs that he could pick up and eat. And probably his meal for the day. But while he was waiting for this to happen, it didn't happen. The rich man had no time for this poor beggar. None whatsoever. He was only interested in himself and all his precious riches. But the poor man, the dogs came and licked the poor man's sores. He was covered in sores. And the dogs came, and they were probably wild dogs, as you would find in Israel, even today. There was when I was out there. And they came and they licked the poor man Lazarus' sores. Now we could call this part of the message this afternoon, night and day. Night and day. The rich man thought he was living in the light. And he thought that the poor man was living in the dark. Now the rich man had everything he could desire. Everything. But there's one thing he didn't have. And that was salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if you like, salvation for God. He didn't know God. He had no time for God. So while he had everything that this world could afford, he was dead. Cold, stone, dead in trespasses and in his sins. Even if he didn't know it. But Lazarus, well, he was the complete opposite of this rich man. Now the rich man and the poor man were different both in life and in eternity. Both in life and in eternity. Lazarus died, we are told in our reading, and went to glory, went to heaven, went to be with God in heaven above. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. This morning we heard about Moses and Elijah on Mount of Transfiguration. Abraham's bosom was where the poor man went into. The rich man died and went into hell. Hades. Hell. He ended up in hell. And his riches were no longer with him. And he, believe you and me, he must have got the biggest shock of his life when he ended up in the lake of fire that shall never, ever, ever be put out. And what made his torment even worse is when he saw the poor man, Lazarus, in the presence of Abraham's domain, in heaven itself. And he wanted Abraham to get Lazarus to cross over to dip his finger with water in his tongue. But no, it was a total impossibility. It couldn't happen. What was it Abraham said? There's a great gulf fixed. And not only is this gulf fixed, it's fixed for all eternity. And if there's anyone here who doesn't know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, well then, you'll be in either one side of this gulf, in hell itself. Yeah, but if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today, acknowledge you're a sinner, and come to him, you'll be in the same place as Lazarus went to. Abraham said, there's a great gulf fixed. You can't cross over to us. And we can never, ever, ever cross over to you. Well, said the rich man, at least send someone back from the dead. Send someone back from the dead to my family, to my five brothers, that they may not end up in this place, in this lake of fire, which I'll have to spend for all eternity if they never put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if they don't believe in the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary and died for their sins. If they don't believe in him, they'll end up with me here in Hades, in hell. And they can never be able to cross over. It will be written above their heads, too late. Too late. But here's an interesting point about the rich man's five brothers. The rich man couldn't care two hoots about others who were still in earth and who did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't interested in others who were not Christians, who were not born again of the Spirit of God, who were not saved. He was only interested in his five brothers. What was it that Abraham said? No. 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 Never. Never. If someone went back from the dead, it wouldn't make any difference. They have Moses. They had the prophets. They had those who believed in God with every part of their being. And if they didn't listen to them, they would not listen if someone went back from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died on the cross at Calvary and rose again from the dead. And if they didn't believe the Lord Jesus Christ after he rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe anyone. Anyone. A person can only be saved when they put their trust in God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, very God of very God, only saved in Jesus. What was it the hymn said? Come to the Saviour, make no delay. Here in his arms he will show you the way, tenderly saying, come. If you don't come, you'll end up in Hades, you'll end up in hell, and you'll be where this rich man ended up. If they don't believe in Moses, if they don't listen to the prophets, there's no hope for them. None whatsoever. Do you remember the two thieves that hung with the Lord as the Lord hung there on the center cross? After a little while, the two thieves, of course, deserved to be on the cross, on their crosses, because they broke the Romans' law. They were judged rightly. And that's why they ended up on their crosses. But what happened to one of the thieves? He looked at this man on the center cross. But he recognized that this man on the center cross was more than a man. He was the Son of the living God. And he was very God of very God. No wonder he cried out, Lord, remember me, remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom. Ah, said the Lord, in all his agony, in all his pain, in all his suffering, today, today thou shalt be with me. Where? In paradise, in heaven, in glory, where this man Lazarus ended up. And who enjoyed the riches of glory. What was the other thief? Come down from the cross. If thou art the Son of God, come down from the cross. Save us. Take us down from our crosses as well. You see, this other thief was only interested in the things of the world. His eyes were fixed upon the things of the world, the riches of the world. And he died. He died as he lived. And he went to hell. And he's there for all eternity. Make no mistake. There's a great gulf fixed. And you'll either be in one place or the other. There's no middle place. Let me ask you this afternoon, are you saved? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? If not, why not? And if not, you're a fool. Complete, and that's not my words. That's the words of Scripture. In the eyes of God, He sent His Son to die for you on the cross at Calvary, to suffer, to bleed, to die, and rose again to give you everlasting life. Remember the rich man who thought he would knock down his barns and build greater ones? And then I'll be able to say to my soul, "Soul, take thy rest. He had everything that life could afford. Soul, you can take your rest now." God said to him, "Thou fool. Thou fool. Today, thy soul shall be required of thee." And he died and went to hell. Where was all his riches? What good was all his riches? What about the rich young ruler who came to the Lord? "Lord," he said, "I want to know more about thee and how I can be saved." So the Lord told him certain things, quoted certain things to him. And then he said to him, "Give to the poor. Give thy riches to the poor. And come, follow me. Follow me." But he wasn't willing to do it. He wasn't willing to do it. When he heard that saying, he went away from the Lord. And we never hear of the rich young ruler again. His riches got in the way. Got in the way of salvation and of following the Lord with every part of his being. A great gulf fixed. Romans tells us, the epistle of Romans, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now the rich man and Lazarus were very different in life. But it wasn't the rich man's riches that stopped him or could save him. It wasn't the poor man's poverty that could save him. We're saved by grace. And grace alone. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. By grace, said Paul to the letter in Ephesians chapter 6, by grace are ye saved. Doesn't matter what you are, who you are, what you've got. It's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. You cannot save yourself. Only one that can save you is God. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died for your sins and rose again to give you life eternal. I remember as a young man, I nearly died. 17 years of age, wasn't a Christian. I was seeking and hungering after the things of the world. And it was New Year's time, and I thought, where can I get the best, most drink? Which relative will offer me the most food? But you know, I never saw that New Year come in. Quite a long time afterwards. And I wasn't a Christian. And then looking back, I think to myself, what happened if I died on that bed in the hospital at Inverness. Where would I have gone? No time for Christianity. No time for God. I was only after the things of this world. Well, I realize, of course, now that if I died on that bed, and when I came round 10 weeks later, I would have gone to hell if I died. But thank God, 50-odd years ago, He brought me to Himself. Through the text, by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Not of works. You can't work for your salvation. You can't pay for your salvation. It's through that precious blood that was shed on the cross at Calvary. One door, says the Lord, and only one. And yet inside there's two. The inside, the outside. On which side are you? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man cometh in, I will sup with him and he with me. But one day that door's going to be closed and it's going to be too late. Too late. You had your opportunity. You knew the way of salvation. But you wanted to hang on to the things of this world. Let me close as I began. There's a great gulf fixed. Amen.